episode 118. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. Dates and times are a lot more complicated than we normally realize. Having a specific data type to manage all the details is crucial. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. What does that mean? If you're from the U.S., then it probably means February 4th, 2010. But it might also mean the 2nd of April, 2010. Or is it April 10th, 1902? Not only are there different ways to display a date, there's different ways to store and represent dates. Many of them are based on a time as well as a date. I'll explain times in the next episode, which should put everything together into the date-time type. This episode will focus more on the details you'll need to understand the date portion of date-times. You'll learn about standards, calendars, and different ways to think about dates. We'll get to the actual date-time data type in the next episode. There's a group called the International Organization for Standardization, or as it's normally known, ISO, or ISO, and has been operating in its current form since 1947. If you're wondering why the order of the letters doesn't match the name, that's something I'd like to know too. I always thought it was because the original name was in a different language that did match the letters, but that doesn't seem correct either. Whatever the name, most people refer to the group as ISO and refer to various standards that the group produces as ISO followed by some number. The standard for dates has gone through several versions and is now known as the ISO 8601 standard. It can sometimes be difficult to read a standard document because the language has to be very specific. Documents like this sometimes leave out aspects that I consider important and then define something else in such detail that I find it difficult to stay awake. If you're the same way, then let me help by lending my interpretation of this standard. When we write a time, we're already used to the hour coming before the minute, which comes before the second. This is beneficial in many ways, including that it helps sort things. The standard defines a similar ordering for dates that also starts with the biggest unit, then the next smaller unit, and all the way to the smallest unit. For dates, this means that the year comes first, then the month, and then the day. Why do we need months, though? I mean, they're sort of arbitrary. Maybe at some point in history they referred to the cycles of the moon, but now we learn about the months, their order, and the number of days in each through a children's rhyme. Or you can use my favorite, the knuckle test. Why does August get 31 days? Why not take a day from a couple of the longer months and give them to February? It always seemed a bit unfair to me that February was so short. We normally use the Gregorian calendar, which defines months more out of tradition than anything else, and it's based on a Christian event that defines the beginning of the calendar. This is not the only calendar system in the world. There are other systems that are used extensively and in everyday matters. Some of them are based on the cycles of the moon, which at least makes the concept of a month important and relevant again. Because we have different calendars, each with different starting points in history, used widely by different countries and people, it's super important to have one system that everybody agrees on. Since we don't yet have star dates, adopting a standard around the Gregorian calendar is at least a step in the right direction. The alternative would be to constantly have to convert dates and times between calendars. Believe me, just one calendar has enough complexities. Be glad that we have a standard. I'll explain more right after this message from our sponsor. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to the number 44222 now. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. I started explaining how the standard specifies that the year comes first, then the month, and then the day. It's actually more specific than just that. First of all, the year must be written as 4 digits. There's no more mistaking 50 for either 1850, 1950, or 2050. And the months and days must both be written as 2 digits with a leading zero when necessary. So you don't just write a 1 for January, it has to be a 01. And along the same lines, the standard avoids naming the months. This is because dates, when spelled out with the month names, should be localized into different languages with the local names of each month for that language. By using only the Arabic numbers, we avoid any localization issues. That doesn't mean that the dates have to be just numbers only. There can be a dash between the year and the month, and between the month and the day. You should be consistent. Don't put a dash between the year and the month, but then leave out the dash between the month and the day. What happens if you want to be less precise about the date? Can you leave out part of it completely? Yes, but this also has rules. You can leave off the day and have just a year and a month. Or you can also leave off both the day and month and have just a year. But you can't leave off the month only, or leave off the year only. You also can't leave off the year and month to have just a day. And to be absolutely complete, you can't leave off the year and day and have just a month. By following these rules, you'll notice that whatever you leave off will result in a date that's still unambiguous. In other words, the result can't be confused. That's a good thing, because it avoids the biggest problem we had before this standard, which was, what does the date 02-04-10 mean? Because dates always start with a 4-digit year, and then can have a 2-digit month, and then can have a 2-digit day, there's no misunderstanding. Alright, so back to those months again. In some computer systems, months can be a distraction. So why not get rid of them? We can, and the ISO 8601 standard provides 2 ways to do this. Think about weeks for a moment. The week is a duration of 7 days that's still widely used. The only real source of confusion is what day of the week should come first. Common choices are Sunday, Monday, and even Saturday. Well, we need to pick one, and the standard says Monday is the first day of the week. All we need to do then is number each week of the year from 01 up to a maximum of 53. Remember to use a leading zero for the weeks 01 through 09. If you want to refer to the first week of the year 2020, then what's to prevent 2020-01, meaning the first week, from being confused with 2020-01, meaning the first month? The standard says that in order to use week numbers, then you also need to place a capital W before the week number. You can do this with or without dashes. That means if you really want to refer to the first week in the year 2020, then the proper way is to write it as 2020-W01 or just 2020-W01. Now, weeks have one more complexity. I told you dates were complicated. and we haven't even started with times yet. The problem is that New Year's don't always begin on a Monday. What do we do when a new year begins on some day other than the first day of the week? Well, we don't use a negative one for the days before the first Monday. I'm really glad the ISO standard stayed away from that solution. Weeks are always positive, but this means that there could be some days at the beginning of the new year that actually belong to the last week from the previous year. The standard says that the first week begins with whatever week will have the majority of the days in the new year. This also means it's possible for a few of the days from the previous year to end up lumped in with the first week in the new year. Whenever you have a week that spans a new year, then the standard just says that week will belong to whatever year has more of its days. So if a week has four or more of its days in the previous year, then it belongs to the previous year. And if it has four or more of its days in the new year, then it belongs in the new year. Now that you know how to define a specific week, how do you refer to a particular day in this system? If you want to, you can just refer to the week and leave the day unspecified. But if you do need to be precise, then just add a single digit, either with or without a dash, to represent the day. Remember to be consistent with the dashes. For example, to refer to the Wednesday, which is defined to be the third day, in the second week of the year 2020, you could write either 2020-W02-3 or as 2020-W02-3. Without dashes. I'll end this episode with the final way to represent a date. In a way, this is the easiest of them all, but it's not something we're used to. In this system, each day is numbered starting with 1 and going up to either 365 or 366 for leap years. You still need to use leading zeros. Only this time, because the maximum day number uses 3 digits, then the days should always use 3 digits. For example, the third day of the year will be the number 003, and the 50th day will be the number 050. Because the number of days uses 3 digits, there's no confusing them with months. We don't need a special letter like we did with weeks. To write the third day of the year 2020 will then be 2020-003 or 2020-003 without dashes. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout-out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.